The terms Afro-Cuban and salsa are somewhat misleading. The music of Tito Puente, Jerry Gonzalez, Mango Santamaria, Emiliano Salvador, Eddie Palmieri, and Cal Jader is a mix of African rhythms, the music of Cuba and Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, and American jazz. Salsa, Spanish for sauce, is a term coined by New York Latin music promoters, but its use is resented by many Latin musicians in much the same way that the term jazz is objected to by many African-American musicians. Puerto Rico adapted Afro-Cuban music to its own traditions and produced its own brand of the music. Since the 1950s, more than 1 million Puerto Ricans have migrated to the continental United States, including thousands of musicians who settled in Nueva York. Afro-Cuban music today is largely on a New York, Miami, Havana, San Juan axis, although the Havana part is severely crippled by the United States trade and travel embargo on Cuba that was in effect. Salsa is also popular in other Spanish-speaking countries with large black populations, such as Dominican Republic, Panama, Nicaragua, Colombia, and Venezuela. Drums, rhythmic patterns, and vocal call and response patterns were brought to Cuba by African slaves, and the mixture of Spanish harmony, melody, and song and dance forms evolved into Afro-Cuban music. From the late 19th century on, Afro-Cuban music has been highly influenced by jazz. The proximity of Cuba and the United States facilitated this influence. The cultural interchange went both ways. Before the Cuban Revolution, bands frequently traveled back and forth between the two countries. From its earliest days, jazz has had a Spanish tinge, as it was once called, due to the trade and travel between Miami, New Orleans, Havana, and Caribbean ports. The popularity in the U.S. of Latin bands such as Xavier Cugat in the 1930s paved the way for jazz-influenced big bands of Machito, Tito Puente in the 1940s and 50s. The other musicians who helped combine jazz and Afro-Cuban music were Mario Bauza, Juan Tizo, composer of Caravan and longtime member of Duke Ellington Band, and Chano Pozo, who collaborated with Dizzy Gillespie in the 1940s. Other important figures who stirred the Latin jazz pot were Peruchin, Cal Jader, Mango Santamaria, Willy Bobo, Jerry Gonzalez, and most of all, Eddie Palmieri. Tito Puente switched from a big band to Latin jazz sextet format in the 1980s, and he and Manny Oquendo's Libre are the two of the best Latin jazz groups in the 1990s. Many American jazz musicians have played with Latin bands, studied the music, and absorbed clave into their playing. The list includes Bud Powell, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock. Many of Thelonious Monk's tunes strongly imply clave, although I don't know if Monk worked with a Latin band in his youth or ever studied Afro-Cuban music. Jerry Gonzalez has a recording of an entire album of Monk's tunes called Rumba para Monk. Most groups that play Latin jazz involve a compromise. The jazz musicians in the group grow up playing and listening to jazz, and their knowledge of Latin is often somewhat limited. The same thing in reverse is true of Latin musicians. A small group of musicians, most of them from New York, have grown up and are comfortable with playing both kinds of music. This group has exerted a profound influence on the course of Latin jazz. The list includes trombonist Barry Rogers, who played and arranged for Eddie Palmieri's great bands of the 60s and 70s, saxophonist Mario Rivera, who was with Tito Puente's band for many years, and the pianist Hilton Ruiz, who recorded with George Coleman, and also trumpeter and percussionist Jerry Gonzalez, who worked with McCoy Tyner on and off for several years. Mario, Hilton, and Jerry appear on Jerry's album Yayo Me Care, which is one of the greatest Latin jazz albums ever recorded. Another great Latin jazz recording is Eddie Palmieri, Cal Jader album El Sonido Nuevo. Eddie's playing on this recording redefined the meaning of jazz, Latin jazz. For a book with a much more in-depth exploration of clave, plus its considerable history of Afro-Cuban music, check out the Salsa Guidebook by Rebecca Malion.